Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is indeed me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, back with yet another Python learning tutorial, how to learn coding in Python tutorial. Let's quickly recap what we covered last time before we set off on our new whirlwind adventure. Last time we covered the if, elif, and else statements, along with the and or parts of those statements, and I just want to very briefly recap those. So I hope you've got your terminal or file loaded up ready, because we are going to jump in straight away with some variable coding. So let's define two variables, first of all, about my good self. We will do name equals quote Nathan quote and boy equals quote, boy equals capital T and true. That's T-R-U-E with a capital T. And this is where the if statement comes in very useful. So, if, left parenthesis, boy equals equals quote true, and name equals equals quote Andrew, right parent colon, print, hello Andrew, you handsome lad. Disclaimer, I don't know anyone called Andrew. And then we are going to do elif, left parenthesis, boy equals equals true, and name equals equals Nathan, or whatever your name is, print, hello Nathan, or your name, you handsome chap. Finally, else, print, who on earth are you? And we're going to run that. And providing you typed it right, unlike me, you will get some output as expected. Unfortunately, me being me, I didn't capitalize the word true and it tracebacked. Were I running this in a file, however, it would be a simple case of heading over to the file, correcting that typo, and then running it again. And that is why it is a benefit to run everything from your file. All right, recap over. Now let's talk about what we're going to be working on today, which is for and while. These are not statements, though while may look similar to them. These are called loops. Now first of all, we will cover the while loop, as while is a little bit easier to understand and it will make it easier to learn for. So you declare a while statement very similarly to an if statement. Be careful. It's very easy to create a loop that will never end. This is not good. While you might think so, it's not. So, first of all, let's define a new variable which we will call number. And we will set this to 1. We will define our first while loop, while left parent, in parenthesis, number equals, actually let's do while left parenthesis number less than sign 10, close parenthesis, colon. As you can see, the format is very similar to an if statement, and it's pretty obvious what this does. While number is less than 10, do whatever this loop says. If number at any point becomes 10 or above, it will stop. So let's hit enter now, and then do a space, and in this we will write print left parenthesis number, right parenthesis, new line, space, number equals number plus 1. So let's have a look at this code very briefly. It's pretty obvious stuff. We covered this in tutorial 1. So we have a print statement, or a call to the print function with argument of number, and then below that we have number equals number plus 1. We can hit enter on that now, and you will see that it prints the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. This is because while the numbers 1 to 9 are less than 10, the while loop will continue, but the second it becomes 10, it stops and exits. Now, let's embed an if statement in this while loop, just to give you a little bit of a stretch. So, we will reset our number variable back to 1 by typing number equals 1. If you're running a file, you don't have to do that for obvious reasons. Now, let us put this into an example. So, while left parenthesis number less than 10, right parenthesis colon, then we will obviously put a space, and this is where we will embed our if statement. So, if number equals equals 5, we will do a break. Break literally means break out of the loop, stop executing this loop, go to the code that comes after this loop. There is another option to this, which is the return, which will just stop the execution. Or in a function, it will stop that function there and then. You can add a value to that, but we'll cover that later in the functions. For now, however, we are just going to use a break because that's all we need to do. Remember the break, as it is referring or is called in the if statement, should be indented by two spaces or two tabs. Because if we just did while number less than 10, if number equals 5, then put a break statement with one space, aside from the fact Python wouldn't like it and would have a go at us, it would just break the loop on the first execution. Finally, we are going to put space, print number, in obviously parenthesis, and run the code. As you will see, it chose 1, 2, 3, 4, and then stops execution. This is obviously because of our while statement. Although, in my case, hopefully you've realised the obvious problem with that. In my case, it completely spammed out because we didn't add a very important line. Hopefully you, as the coders, caught that. Which is, of course, number equals number plus 1. If you had a file in front of you, you'd realise that. I don't, so I didn't. Silly me. However, hopefully you caught that, and that is an object lesson for you right there. To stop it spamming me, I used Control-C, which is keyboard interrupt, on Python. On Mac, I believe it may well be Command-C. Very important keystroke to know, as it will stop spam. Obviously, if you're using a file, you can just Alt-F4 the command line window, which will close it, and job done. Finally, let's talk about the for loop, which is another type of loop. The for loop is a little bit different to while, as it just works on slightly different basis, basically. It's sort of similar to while. Okay. Let's put this into a practical example. There's two ways you can use a for statement. First of all, let's use one method. First of all, we are going to create a variable called L. And in this, we are going to have L equals, quote, Bob, quote, Freddy, quote, and Jimmy. Obviously, in list form. So our final variable looks like L equals left bracket, quote, Bob, quote, comma, quote, Freddy, quote, comma, quote, Jimmy, quote, comma, well, no comma, and then a right bracket. These code samples are provided on the website, by the way, if you're sick and tired of my attempts at reading. Now we are going to use a for statement to print hello to each one of these people. So how do we define a for statement? A for statement is made up of two parts, for something, in something. So, first of all, let's write for space our variable, which we will use x space in space l colon. What does this mean? This, when you read it, doesn't really make much sense, but let's think about this. We are literally telling Python for each item in this list, the list being l. So literally, for each item of Bob, Freddy, Jimmy. And we assign that item to the variable x. And now we can do enter, space, print, left parenthesis, quote, hello, space, quote, plus x. Let's run that. And we get hello Bob, hello Freddy, hello Jimmy. Obviously we can embed if statements into that. We might not want it to say hello to Bob. In which case, we would simply do for x in L, if x equals equals Bob, right parenthesis, colon, do something else. This, I feel, is a vitally important moment to mention something I neglected to mention in the previous tutorial, which is vitally important to continued Python development, which is if not left parenthesis, but a way of saying if this doesn't equal this. For example, for x in L, and now we want to say if the variable does not equal Bob. So we write space if left parenthesis x exclamation mark equals, which is doesn't equal, quote Bob, quote, right parenthesis colon, print hello plus x. Run that. We simply get hello Freddy, hello Jimmy. You can practice around with that a little bit more. I'm not going to as much, but you can incorporate the or into that. So if name or if x doesn't equal Jimmy and if name doesn't equal Freddy, say hello, etc., etc. Or you can even do if name equals Jimmy, if name equals Bob, or rather L if name equals Bob, etc., etc., etc. Fun stuff. Let's talk about the second type of for loop. It isn't really a second type as such, it's just a more common, another common way of using it. And this helps when you come across the list later on. And that is the following. First of all, I'm going to introduce you to a new built-in function called range. So let's do, well, actually I'm going to introduce you to two. First of all, I'll introduce you to len, L-E-N. This is short for length. Let's do L, or len, left parenthesis, L, right parenthesis. That returns 3. Nice. Very cool. Because obviously our variable of L has 3 elements. Now let's do range, left parenthesis, 3, right parenthesis. You might notice these are built-in functions. Now, this returns a little bit of a strange output. We're not going to worry too much about that for now. But now let's do for x in range 3, colon, print x. And you'll see it does 0, 1, 2. Why does it do this? I mean, it doesn't really make much sense, does it? I mean, we said 3, surely that should be 1, 2, 3. Not so much. Most programming languages start a count at 0. 0 is the first number. Let's do this in a little bit of applied knowledge here. So we know that our list L is made up of 3 elements, Bob, Freddy, and Jimmy. To us, the humans, element 1 is Bob, element 2 is Jimmy, element 2 is Freddy, and element 3 is Jimmy. However, computers start at 0. So element 0 is Bob, element 1 is Freddy, and element 2 is Jimmy. We can test this. Let's index into a list. Oh, big words, hang on a minute, time out. But not as difficult as it sounds. I'm literally, let's tell the Python interpreter to tell us the second element in a list. So print left parenthesis, and the list we are referring to is L. And then to get an item of a list, you use brackets. So print left parenthesis L left bracket 1 right bracket right parenthesis. And it will tell us Freddy. How nice of it. Isn't it just? Now, as we discussed earlier, computers start at 0. So L left bracket 1 right bracket is actually the second element in the list. Now this becomes very important when we consider the following. L left bracket 4 right bracket. Now obviously Python has traced back with a range error, which is unsurprising. But what if we do L left bracket 3 right bracket? Same thing. Trace back list index out of range, also known as a out of range or range error. As discussed earlier, this is because all elements start at 0. Now, what this long-winded explanation is getting to is the fact that we can do something like the following. For x in range len l, and that's range left parenthesis, len left parenthesis, L, two right parenthesis, and a colon. This is because, basically, what the range function will do is take what you give it, minus 1, and do 0 to that number. So in this instance, len, left parenthesis, L, right parenthesis, returns 3, as we discovered earlier. We pass that to range, which does, basically, it goes, all right, I've been passed 3, take away 1, that makes 2, so I'm going to do 0, 1, and 2. Then it returns that, and our for statement will handle that, because then we can do space print left parent L, left bracket X, right bracket, right parent. And this is because X will now equal 0, then 1, then 2. And as we know, item 0 is Bob, item 2, or item 1 is Freddy, item 2 is Jimmy. We can test that by running the code, and we do get Bob, Freddy, Jimmy. Very nice. Finally, as you can tell, my music has run out, but let's just very quickly do a final for statement, which is for X in len, for X in range len L. This time we're going to use a little bit of code that was displayed up above, but not necessarily talked about in the tutorial. We're going to call one of the built-in functions here, which is called str. And str will convert an integer to a string, and here's why. We're going to do print str, left parenthesis, x plus 1, right parenthesis, plus quote, space, quote, plus L left bracket X right parenthesis. Don't forget your right bracket there as well. L left bracket X right bracket right parenthesis. What can we discern from this? We can discern, first of all, L left bracket X, that's going to print the item name or the item in the list. We can also discern that str X plus 1 will be whatever X is plus 1 converted to a string. So in theory, we should see 1 Bob, 2, Fred, 3, Jimmy. Let's give it a shot. And would you look at that? It did exactly as we expected. Always nice when that happens. That pretty much concludes this lesson. However, I fully recommend you do a little bit more sort of playing around with this. Loops are fundamental in pretty much anything we do from now on. So make sure you feel comfortable with these, be that through listening back over this tutorial or playing around with it a bit more. Be careful with while loops, like I say. It's easy to get stuck in a while loop. However, you are quite safe with playing around with for loops, and as long as you're careful in reading your code, you won't get stuck in while loops like I did earlier. If you do get stuck in a while loop, just make sure to remember that Control C command or the Command C command for Mac. I hope you found this tutorial useful, and thank you very much for listening. This was Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.